Don, I've uncovered a new scientific conspiracy.
Yael, you know I don't believe in conspiracy theories, and especially not in scientific ones.
Okay, but how do you explain the following? Way back in 1979, a scientist concluded that there is no insurmountable physiological reason that men can't lactate or produce breast milk. In fact, there are a couple of cases where elderly men who received estrogen to treat prostate cancer actually were induced to lactate. And yet, who still has to bear the brunt of breastfeeding? The women.
Yes, but you're forgetting that nothing is ever that simple. Producing breast milk is very expensive in terms of the energy it requires. From an evolutionary perspective, unless it significantly benefits the survival of a species, male lactation really isn't worth the cost. And the fact is that for most mammals, evolution has shown that the best way to perpetuate the species is when the female invests in nurturing while the male concentrates on attracting females and spreading his seed.
That figures.
Also, scientists still don't fully understand all the factors that influence the production of milk. It's definitely known that this doesn't just have to do with the physical structure of the breast, but also with the different levels of various hormones in the bloodstream that fluctuate in response to a suckling stimulus. Even in cases when lactation has been artificially induced, the mother doesn't always produce a full supply of milk.
Okay, but all those technicalities could be worked out with enough research.
Maybe so, but some would argue that curing cancer is a better way to spend our resources.
I guess you're right. But I can always dream, can't I?
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.